This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Earth to Paul Reindel. Are you there, Paul Reindel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we were calling for you. We didn't hear you. For a while. So I want to make sure that there's no technical difficulties again.
No, that was not a technical issue. I was working very hard during the break because I got struck with the creative juices.
Oh, I love the juices.
And you know how it is. Do not bother me when I'm in the beat laboratory.
When you're in the lab and you got only, because that's what like DJs do, they just do one over one ear, and they're like working on their beats and stuff.
Yeah. You see how I do mine?
That's how you do it. Yeah. Like a real.
I've got the split earbuds, so I can hear you guys in one ear, and then I can hear what I'm working on in the other ear. And, we were talking about Ben's newest member to the Ben and Woods family, Lincoln.
Yes.
Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa.
Penske, Lincoln.
And we played, of course, if you talk about Lincoln, you got to talk about Matthew McConaughey. We played some of that audio. And I thought to myself, what would it sound like if Ben Higgins and Matthew McConaughey both did a Lincoln spot together?
Yes, 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 yes.
And maybe we can play that, I don't know, right after traffic.
My man.
All right, let's get that check of traffic going right now. See how the roadways look on this Friday. Here's Kelly Danick. First, you notice the classy good looks and elegance.
Sometimes you gotta go back.
Sophistication, a sense of well-being.
To actually move forward.
That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln.
And I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghost. I mean going back to see where you came from.
And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it reality.
Where you been? How you got here? Let's see where you're going.
This isn't driving, it's gliding. Penske Lincoln offers a virtual showroom and the ability to buy remotely.
I know there are those that say you can't go back.
Here, everything is uncomplicated and refined.
Yes, you can.
Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard, La Mesa.
You just have to live in the right place.
It's very much like the Ben and Wood show. Ben trying to stay on task and me next to him, like, you can't go back. You just got to look in the right place. Just taking us off the rails, that is fantastic.
I'm just afraid they're going to run out of inventory.
After, so good.
After these commercials really get going. They're not going to have enough Lincolns. I wouldn't wait to buy your Lincoln at this point.
That is, you know. I wish we could run that every day. Every single day. It's so good. Well done, Paul Luch.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. Do you buy stocks, sell stocks, put everything in cash? Brent Wilsey has been in the financial field for over 40 years. He's seen it all. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan for financial information you can use. Padres new pitcher Blake Snell. I'm very excited to finally get a chance to see him up close and in person this season, whenever we have the opportunity to see people up close and in person. But he has basically piqued my curiosity. Just kind of the comments, and we haven't had him on, although he has promised to come on our show.
He has,
His live streaming sessions. He promised one of our tier ones, hey, could you go on the Ben and Wood show? He said, yeah, I'll do that.
I'll do that.
So we're working
down.
On that.
He said, I'm down.
But he has done some other media appearances. He came, he was on with Gwynn and Chris when he first signed. And yesterday he appeared on the R2C2 podcast with Ryan Russillo and CeCe Sabathia. And Paulie was able to grab some of that audio here with a new Padres pitcher, Blake Snell.
Yeah, this is they asked him about San Diego. I mean, dude, I couldn't recommend a podcast more. He was on for about an hour with these guys, and there was a point where Ryan Rucco, you know, the broadcaster, just steps back. He just stays away from the mic. Oh, it's Ryan Rucco. He steps away, basically, and lets CeCe, one of the all-time dominant pitchers of his time, and then Blake Snell, a very dominant pitcher in his time. Dude, the back and forth that they had talking, like, the deep, like, the ins and outs of being a pitcher and the mentality, it was incredible. But here's Blake Snell talking about San Diego.
Blake, what are you most excited about going to San Diego?
Going to San Diego?
Everything!
Yeah, like, what's not to like in San Diego? I don't know. The fans, like, when the fans come in, I know their fans are lit. Because when we played there in, I think, 19, like, there was not even that many fans there. But the whole, like, atmosphere was so lit. Like, they have fun. They dance. They sing. Like, their fans have fun. So I really enjoyed that. So I'm excited to see when fans get back in the stands. But again, I'm excited about having an offense. Like, that offense is going to bang. Like, and I'm not going to be stressed on these 1-1 ball games all the time. So I think that, you know, that's very important. But yeah, San Diego, just the city, the scenery, like, all of that is a pretty exciting time. So I'm excited for that. I'm not excited for Cali Tax.
Cali Tax goes. Hey, the Cali Tax is worth it, though. The food and the weather and all that shit is worth it, though.
I keep hearing about these burritos, and I'm going to try it out.
Keep that primary residence somewhere else, man.
Yeah, yeah, Washington. You got to keep it in Washington. No state tax, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, but San Diego, like, when I was there for the 2 weeks I was there, like, I loved it. I was even telling my girlfriend, I was like, I could be here forever. Like, this place is such a, it's just a vibe.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun down there. And the fans are dope. And, I mean, and that offense is going, it's going to make you pitch better because you don't have to go out and feel like you need to shut everybody out all the time. You can just go out, do your little part. These guys going to play some hell of a defense, and they're going to score some runs, bro. It's going to be crazy.
I mean, think about the last time, Machado, Tatis, and then Hosmer at first.
And then Hosmer at first, bro. It's crazy.
He's picking everything.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man.
It's going to be money.
I'm jumping out of my skin right now. I'm so excited. That is phenomenal.
It is. I mean, yeah, everyone knows it's nice in San Diego, and he's certainly embracing that, but you don't really necessarily think about a pitcher going from a World Series team and actually getting more excited about the opportunity presented by his new club. Like, get me off of this team that just went to the World Series. So I'm going to an actual good team now.
What a great point.
Isn't that weird to think about
that?
It's wild. I mean, you hear it all the time. A guy leaves the Pirates and goes to the Yankees. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm excited to join a winning tradition. This guy took his team to the World Series. They were just there. And is talking about how, oh, my God, I'm loving the fact that I've got all this talent now around me. You know, I'm not going to have to carry the entire load every single time. I love that he was able to do it with Tampa Bay.
Yes.
He didn't need much around him to be successful in Tampa Bay. Now he's got more around him. It sounds like an absolutely winning combination right now for the Padres.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about it is when he said it's a vibe. That's the only thing I didn't like, because I hate that. But other than that, I thought it was just perfection. Perfection. Can't wait to meet this dude, to see this guy, you know, in the brown and yellow, man, out there dominating for the Padres. It's still, you got to pinch yourself. I saw a lot of that going around yesterday. You know, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe what this roster looks like when you look at this roster, Benny. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around sometimes when you look at that left side, when you look at the guys in the rotation now. You're like, what? What the hell happened? How did we get here? Now they just got to go out and back it up.
Meanwhile, Woods, the guy who's in charge of maximizing that talent, at least on the pitching staff, is Padres pitching coach Larry Rothschild, who's heading into his second season with the organization this year. He appeared on the Coach John Quintero program yesterday, and they actually did talk about Blake Snell. Coach asked him about, you know, kind of based on how good he's already been in Tampa Bay, what's his ceiling based on what the pitching coach sees about his new ace coming to the Padres?
Well, we did see him a lot because he was in American League East, and as I was, so saw him quite a bit and saw him when he came up, and really impressive young pitcher. And I remember seeing him the first couple of times and you know, being very impressed by him and actually talking about if you ever had a chance to go get him. And I think he's had an interesting career in that, you know, he's won a Cy Young, and you saw him pitch the last game against the Dodgers, and, you know, he's done some really good things, but I'm not sure he's reached the apex of what he's going to be. He's got a chance to really transition into one of those guys that, you know, year in and year out, you talk about aces, and he's got a chance to be that guy. And there's not a lot of people like that in the game. So I think there's still stuff in front of him, and I think he realizes that. And as he matures into that, it's going to be interesting and fun to watch.
All right, that's interesting from Larry Rothschild, that he sees in Blake Snell a pitcher that still has a lot of potential. Normally, once you've unlocked the Cy Young, you've probably unlocked most of your potential at that point. That's one of the things that when we had Boog Shambi on earlier this week talking about Yu Darvish, he said, oh, no, you're going to love Yu Darvish, but that last season was the best Yu Darvish you're going to get. You hope that he duplicates that. There's no ceiling for Yu Darvish above what he did last season for the Cubs. And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, but yeah.
You don't need to necessarily acquire a guy with a bunch of potential. You know, getting a refined, finished product is absolutely okay for a team at the stage the Padres are at that are trying to win.
Well, Snell talked about it a little bit on that podcast, on the R2C2 podcast. He talked for a long time about, like, he's most excited about being able to be stretched out a little bit and go more than he's like, I knew every single time, 5 or 6 innings. And he had nothing bad to say about the process in Tampa Bay. It obviously works really well for them. But he goes, it reaches a point where he's like, I want to know what kind of dog I got in me. Like, you win games in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, not the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd innings. And he just kept saying how excited he is to be able to see what he's made out of in those innings. So I think he's got to get his chance here in San Diego.
That is the only mentality that you ever want from your starting pitcher.
I like that. I don't necessarily want Jay Stengler and Larry Rothschild to say from day one, hey, we need 7 out of you every time. If they get 5 1/3 good innings out of Blake Snell and turn things over to the bullpen with a 5-1 lead, I'm good with that.
It's all subjective. It really depends on the situation. You don't pull him when you pulled him in the World Series.
No,
that's one thing I do know. I'll be livid if they do that. But no, I mean it's something that he wants to do and knows he's got it in him to do. That mentality, I don't know. You know, that used to be talk to Randy Jones about pitching. You try to take the ball from Randy Jones, he will cut your throat. And I realized it was a long time ago. But that was his job. He knew my job is to go 9. I'm going 9. That's the job of a starting pitcher. And I know things have changed a lot in the game of baseball. Most of it I'm fine with. But I'm never going to try to tamp down the mentality of my starting pitcher that wants the ball and feeds off pressure. It feels so rare these days to have that. It's just not a mentality you hear guys talking about a lot.
So we heard what Larry Rothschild, pitching coach for the Padres, had to say about Blake Snell. What about his other new ace coming to town? Here's Larry Rothschild talking about Yu Darvish.
Well, I've also seen him when he was in Texas and have watched tape with him. But he pitches different, you know. And I think it took people a while to adjust to what he does. And he understands himself really well. And if you try to get in the way of that, you're going to have problems. It's really building his confidence and letting him know that he has 7 pitches. And for a major league pitcher to have 7 quality pitches is unheard of. So I think, you know, to a large degree, you have to do a lot of conversing with him and see where he is with stuff and have an understanding that he has a feel for what he's doing with the baseball, unlike a lot of people. So, you know, there's some leeway there. And I think, you know, he's gone through some injuries. And I think at the beginning of 18, that came into play a lot and caused some problems in Chicago. And then, you know, to his credit, he righted that ship. And for the last well over a year, he's probably been one of the top 2 or 3 pitchers in baseball. And, you know, the numbers are incredible what he's done. You know, he's capable of those things with the stuff he has and his ability to make pitches and the confidence he has in his secondary pitches.
All right, I liked that. It sounds like Larry Rothschild knows. I'm not going to do too much tinkering with you, Darvish.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You knows you. He knows his seven pitches. He found a groove in Chicago the last season and a half.
He's got his catcher.
Yeah,
you know,
we're just not going to mess with him much. He knows what he's doing. My job is going to be not to get in the way when it comes to you, Darvish. Now, that is not the case when it comes to one of the holdovers in the rotation with Chris Paddock. There is work to be done with Chris Paddock. I'm sure he's trying to do some of that work on his own this offseason, but it, you know, a well-placed tip from a pitching coach could make all the difference in the world when it comes to figuring out what went wrong last season for Chris Paddock after such a promising rookie year. To take that step back that he did, can we figure out what that is? Here is Larry Rothschild talking about Chris Paddock.
No, there's a couple of delivery things, especially glove side, and consistently getting the backspin on the baseball where, you know, he would start games and it would be really good, and then, you know, once in a while it started going horizontally, and that's when he got in trouble. But I really felt like his bullpens last year were really good, and, you know, he'd take some into the game and you'd see it. But I thought that the shortened season probably hurt him as much as anybody in that, you know, he had the 12 or 13 starts, and that's not even half a season. And, you know, if he runs off 5-6 good games, it's looking like he has a really good year going. So I think it's a little misleading, and it's a short snippet for him. Because I thought that he went through some adjustments, and really he didn't get a chance to let it show up in the end. And so I think he'll be okay. And, you know, I know he's worked really hard this winter. I've gotten tape and I've seen what he's done, and it's been pretty impressive. So, you know, I think he went through a little bit of the second year stuff, and which a lot of people do. And if you look down the back of bubblegum cards, there's a whole lot of guys that the career doesn't just, you know, stair step all the way. So I think he'll be fine, and the work is really good as it always has been. But I really thought that he probably had a chance to get on a nice run last year, and the season just, you know, it was such a short season, he never got that opportunity.
I'll tell you what I'm most excited about, Ben. You know, Blake Snell, and there's a part in the podcast, again, it's the R2C2 podcast with CC Sabathia, where they, like Paul said, you know, the host steps back, and those two guys do a deep dive into pitching. You get Blake Snell sitting next to Mackenzie Gore and telling him, hey, Lefty, this is how you do it. I'm interested in all these guys feeding off of each other and learning from each other and watching how they attack their day, their game plans, how they game plan for teams. That's the good stuff right there, man. When you bring in quality starting pitchers like the Padres have, you know, that whole unit down there, the starting pitching unit and the bullpen, all those guys working together, man, to get better, dude. I mean, that's got me. Blake Snell talking to Chris Paddock, like, hey, man, you got good stuff. Get out there and do your job. Go show up.
I definitely got the sense, listening to Larry Rothschild, that the Padres think it with Paddock, it's more mental than physical.
Yeah.
And mental in that if the bullpens were all great, what are you doing differently? What's changing when you're on the mound? Just carry that over from the bullpen to the mound. You're going to be fine. But somehow
so much easier
something
said
slips
than done,
when you're out there, whether it's the pressure, the intensity. Something is not translating from bullpen to actual game sessions, and that seems to be what they're going to be focusing on with Chris Paddock. Just do what you're doing so well. You know how to throw it. Let's bring it out to the games now.
You ever hit piss missiles on the range and then get out to the course and it looks like you
never
played?
I'm Ranger Rick. I really am. I look like a pro on the range for the most part. So that was a little audio from the Coach John Quintero show. It's inspired a little idea for Woods that's going to get us in some hot water, I think, with our ball.
Yeah,
That's coming up next. All right, Ben Woods. After the show, go on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.